Alaska has some of the highest healthcare costs in the country, and employers in the state are starting to encourage their health care plan members to seek care in the lower 48 for some of the most expensive surgeries and procedures. The companies say the savings are significant and hope the practice puts pressure on prices in the Alaska healthcare market. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Last spring, Chris Spencer needed a total knee replacement. There are plenty of orthopedic surgeons in Anchorage who could have done the surgery, but instead, Spencer flew to La Crosse, Wisconsin.
It kind of blew their mind why an Alaskan would come down to Wisconsin, La Crosse, Wisconsin, of all places, to have surgery done.
The answer to that why question is really very simple. The knee surgery was cheaper in Wisconsin, a lot cheaper. Spencer is vice president of finance for United Utilities Incorporated, a subsidiary of GCI. The company has been offering a travel benefit for its health plan members since 2011, and this year GCI followed suit. GCI and United Utilities contract with a medical tourism company called Bridge Health Medical to implement the service. Spencer says the experience was phenomenal.
Being the finance person, I realized the savings and then also realized the quality was just incredible. So it was more, not just monetary, but there were also other reasons, you know, just the quality of the surgery and the place and the people and so on.
Bridge Health flew Spencer and his wife to Wisconsin in first class. They had a hotel for the week and a care coordinator who attended to every detail of the travel and surgery. Even with those costs added in, Spencer's surgery outside saved his company $14,000. Kathy Carr is vice president for human resources at GCI. She says GCI spends more than $1,000 per month insuring each employee.
We are year after year looking for ways to curtail those rising health care costs, but do it in a way that's beneficial to our employees, so it's a win-win for all of us. And Bridge Health just seemed to be a logical choice to offer to our employees.
GCI isn't the only company encouraging employees to go outside for some surgeries. Primera Blue Cross Blue Shield will start offering a travel option for some plans starting early next year. And the state of Alaska is working to expand the travel benefit it already has in place to make it more appealing to employees. The plan used to only cover airfare for outside surgeries and procedures. Now hotel and car rental will be offered too if the total cost is lower than it would be in Alaska. Becky Hultberg is the state's commissioner of administration. She stresses it will be optional for employees, but says cost containment is driving the change.
Our health care costs for the state of Alaska are more than doubling every decade, and that's just a completely unsustainable trend for any large organization.
The department's analysis shows physician fees for certain surgeries are substantially higher in Alaska than the lower 48. The surgeon's fee for carpal tunnel surgery, for example, is about $1,000 in Seattle, $4,000 in Juneau, and $4,600 in Anchorage. That does not include additional fees to pay for the hospital, anesthesiologist, and other services that add up quickly. Hultberg wants doctors in Alaska to be successful, but she says healthcare consumers and providers in the state need to have an important conversation.
The question is really, how much more is it acceptable for us to pay? Should we pay 150% more, 200% more, 300% more? And I think as more and more employers say that the difference right now is too great, that they can save a significant amount of money by going outside, that will have a positive effect on the local market.
Hultberg understands it will always cost more to do business in Alaska. And Anchorage orthopedic surgeon David McGuire says that cost difference does increase healthcare fees in Alaska. He also points out the state is an isolated small market and says that drives costs higher. And he's not worried about the trend of more Alaskans seeking care outside.
Doesn't trouble me at all. Go for it. At the end of the day, we have patients that are going to Singapore. We have patients that are going to Mexico. We have patients that are going anywhere. I have patients from Boston and from Los Angeles and so on because they know that I can do certain things that they can't get done where they are. So in the end, what it seems to me is that people ought to be free to go wherever they want to go.
United Utilities employee Chris Spencer says the pain in his new knee is minimal compared to what he used to deal with, and he's already scheduled surgery to do a total knee replacement on his other knee. He says he didn't think twice about where to have the second surgery done. He's heading back to Wisconsin. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.